Both teams good to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. This is the first in the three and final sequence of Chicago Open 2019. What if we kissed in the non-Western art distribution? Plus one. After drowning one of this man's subordinates, terrified rebels kept a sleepless three-day watch as a misreading of Christian mythology led them to fear the corpse would reanimate into a violent godlike zombie. When Diego Salcedo remained dead, Aguebana II instead led a revolt against this man, who had been dispatched by Governor Nicolás de Obando. This man's major venture was hatched at Fort Clans by Christopher Columbus's son Diego, and followed his pacification of the Taino Uprising of 1511. This man was killed by Calusa natives during a series of voyages that led to the discovery of the Gulf Stream.
Narvaez?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rumors about the aphrodisiac Bahamanian love bind may have led to this man's landing to the south of what would become St. Augustine. For 10 points, named a Spanish conquistador, a governor of Puerto Rico who probably wasn't looking for the Fountain of Youth when he reached Florida. That's right. A sonnet about a woman with this role ends, but oh, as to embrace me she inclined, I waked, she fled, and they brought back my sight. For 10 points, name this role held at different times by three women, including Catherine Woodcock, the sonnet's late espoused saint. An author's failed relationship with the first woman with this role, Mary Powell, likely inspired tracks like The Judgment of Barton Boozer.
Milton's wife.
Milton's unhappy marriage to Mary Powell may have led him to write four tracks advocating this practice, including Tetrachordon, and a track about its doctrine and discipline.
So it's divorce.
Divorce.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I think that's divorce. Divorce.
After the Restoration, Milton was nearly executed for writing this political pamphlet, which justified the regicide of Charles I by arguing that subjects have the right to kill an oppressive tyrant.
Oh,
Yeah, it's...
Jeez, I knew this one.
Yes, I can't remember. Arab Giga.
That's the tenure of kings and magistrates.
That's right.
20 points. Okay. Although the time taken for this process is much longer than the repetition time of flash, signal is permitted to accumulate over time via low flip angle pulses. Weighting images towards a specific measure of this phenomenon, which can be accomplished by controlling TR and TE values, follows discrimination between tissues with high water and high fat content. When autocorrelation time for molecular tumbling motion is known, BPP theory allows this phenomenon to be calculated for a pure substance. It accounts for a term in a time evolution equation.
Relaxation.
10.
Gotcha.
This book claims that its subject's conception of limit comes from Schopenhauer. For 10 points, name this book, whose last chapter, titled Mysticism and Solipsism, attempts to explain how its subject can claim that solipsism is both true and unsayable. Answer.
Leibniz.
It's an introduction to Wittgenstein's Tractatus. That introduction was written by this philosopher, who also translated Wittgenstein's philosophical investigations. She introduced the idea of acting under a description in the monograph Intention.
Anscombe
began a paper titled For These Things, with the suggestion that one could avoid paying a grocer by invoking Hume's guillotine.
Yeah.
Searle used having a bit of green paper with a face as an example of these things.
It's institutional fact, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Institutional fact.
It's a brute fact.
Oh, it's a brute fact. Oh. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
10 points.
I correct.
I'm going to protest this in case.
Sure.
Noted.
Toss-up. A recently deceased ophthalmologist, best known for activism about this activity, is the subject of a lawsuit brought by Hassan Ahmad, who wants the University of Michigan to unseal his private papers. The Social Contract Press, which mainly publishes articles about this activity, was founded by that man, John Tanton, whose organization runs the cringeworthy Hold Their Feet to the Fire event to lobby policymakers about this activity and is known as FAIR. The economics of this activity is studied by Giovanni Perry and George...
Immigration.
15.
Good job.
That's right. Hold their feet through fire.
Answer the following about multi-terminal circuit elements. This is an ideal two-part circuit element that is perfectly antisymmetric in impedance and admittance matrices. The current on the first port is proportional to the voltage on the second, and the current on the second is proportional to the negative voltage on the first.
Perfect.
Gyrator.
Okay.
These devices take as input the difference between two voltages and output, and a voltage equal to that difference multiplied by some fixed amount. One of the golden rules for these devices states that in a closed loop circuit, the inputs are ideal voltmeters, where the output is an ideal current source.
The transformer?
It's
an op amp. For a closed loop op amp with negative feedback, this value limits to one over the feedback. It's defined as the closed loop output voltage over the input voltage.
Like the game, maybe?
That sounds like
Sure, that sounds good.
You got 10.
Nice.
Good job, Mike.
Good job.
Toss it.
Scared.
It's fine. Amy, I'm just somebody wrote a joke in the note to the moderator section. Tessa, Amy Levy wrote an essay praising the wonderful accessibility of this location, as well as a short story about a recent telepathic occurrence in it. A Lewis McNeese poem named for this place describes how stooping haunted people go up and down its alleys to deaden the drumming of the demon in their ears. Several chapters in New Grub Street describe Marion Yule's miserable toil in this location, which Jasper Milvain calls the Valley of the Shadow of Books. It's compared to a huge bald forehead in the second section of A Room of One's Own, which the narrator discovers the anger of male professors analyzing women upon visiting this room. In a story...
The reading room?
Yeah. Of the British Museum.
Right.
British Library. Jeanne de Clisson became well known for this action after the murder of her husband in the War of the Breton Succession. For 10 points each, identify this primary activity of men like Eustace the Monk. In the lands of Rus, the Ustunics were best known for this activity.
Eustace the Monk.
Is this like being a stylite standing on a pillar? I don't know what
that
is.
Dueling.
Answer.
Dueling.
You know?
Piracy.
That's right.
What was it?
Piracy. Eustace the Monk was such a good pirate that he actually had to be negotiating party in the Treaty of Lambeth, which Louis VIII the Lion signed with Regent William Marshall because this English king had just died. This king sucked so much that he actually got feudal nobility to support legal rights, forcing the Magna Carta. Eustace the Monk was defeated at the Battle of Sandwich by Philip d'Aubigny, who was commanding a fleet supplied by this group. This group, which included Hastings and New Romney, became a pseudo-polity responsible for maintaining English ships, for which almost all of their nobility was granted the status of baron.
Yeah.
Good 20.
Yeah.
Toss it. In the last movement of a piece by a composer from this family, the first violin plays every rotation of a 10-note tone row, followed by the rotations of its transposition up a step and then its retrograde. In that string quartet by a composer from this family, the melody of the slow movement is expressed almost entirely in terms of dynamic changes of a mass of held notes. A member of this family reversed...
Seeger?
15.
Oh,
exists. A major effector of lionization is gene coding for one of these. For 10 points, these largely nuclear localizing RNAs that have high developmental stage specificity and are thought to regulate chromatin structures and gene transcription. There are tens of thousands of these RNAs, with very few having known functions.
Mystery.
mRNA.
Right.
Long non-coding RNAs, linked RNAs. This linked RNA has been shown to regulate the expression of metastasis-associated genes like the pro-metastatic, a transcriptional regulator, YAP65, in both lung adenocarcinoma and breast cancer.
I don't think I can know specifically linked RNAs, or I don't know what they are.
Alpha.
MALAT1, or MEAT2.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Link RNAs have emerged as important regulators of ribosomal RNA production in the cellular substructure. Link RNAs capture and detain proteins like RelA, VHL, and TERT in the cellular substructure.
Nucleolus.
Yeah. Sorry, it's the lamina of the nucleus. Toss-up. This book was written twice simultaneously, according to a later thinker, once in a continuous stream and once in a broken chain. That later thinker claimed that this book's style is in opposition to satire through vital and optical rectification. An appendix in this book claims that our actions are always good, but the rest may be either good or bad. This book argues that we distinguish between bodies based on their motion or rest, not their substance. Deleuze called this book A Voyage in Immanence in his monograph on its author. This book contains...
Ethics.
15.
Nice.
Yeah.
Makes
sense. Immanence, yeah.
Answer the following about post-Roman civilizations who based their origin myths on Troy. The ephemerized prologue of this work to this work presents a genealogy claiming that Priam was the grandfather of Thor. This work by Snorri Sturluson is best known for its next section, the Gylfaginning.
So, Edda, did you want
Prose Edda?
Yeah. Similarly to the Prose Edda, the chronicle attributed to this author claimed that Priam was the first king of the Franks. This author's chronicle, which narrates the history of the world up to 642 AD, is a major primary source for the history of the Merovingian dynasty, along with the work of Gregory of Tours.
What's the other one? It's not Geoffrey of Monmouth.
Answer.
Peter.
Fredegarius Scholasticus.
Oh, wow.
According to Geoffrey of Monmouth's History Regum Britanniae, this grandson of Ascanius became the first king of Britain after leading a group of Trojans to the country and founding Troia Nova on the River Thames.
This is a certain way to
Brutus.
Brutus.
20. A superficial member of this family angrily forces his wife to change into red shoes to match her red dress immediately after brushing off a relative dying of cancer in his impatience to attend a masked ball. At a party held in this family's mansion, the narrator initially thinks that the guests are wearing powdered wigs, but realizes that they have simply grown old. After moving into an apartment owned by this family, the narrator begins stalking one of its members, Oriane, on her morning walk. At the end of the novel, we learn that the prince of this family, seeking to recoup losses suffered during World War I, has married the wealthy Madame Vergeron. As a young adult, the narrator is infatuated with the duchess of this aristocratic family, whose members include Robert de Saint-Loup and the Baron de...
Garmont.
10.
Nice.
Good job. Was that Garmont? In Search of Lost. Like, the Garmont's way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This book argues that, for the most part, American literature is taken as its concern the architecture of a new white man. For 10 points, Emma's 1992 book, which analyzes how white authors have used the Africanist presence of black characters to imaginably act out the forbidden in American culture.
Playing in the Dark.
Good job. Yeah. The third essay in Toni Morrison's Playing in the Dark analyzes how Harry Morgan compares sex with a black woman to Nurse Shark in this author's novel To Have and Have Not. Another essay in Playing in the Dark focuses on the ending of this book in which a giant
narrative.
Shrouded figure
yes,
is
yes.
In
narrative
the
narrative of Arkenberg. Yeah.
Nice.
Hold
well
up.
In a 2013 Italian Colors case, the Supreme Court ruled that an infeasible cost of pursuing this process does not fall under the effective vindication rule. Because a certain law's savings clause is not at odds with Section 7 of the Wagner Act, the Supreme Court ruled in 2018 that the plaintiffs of Epic Systems Court v. Lewis had to undergo this process. In AT&T Mobility, the
arbitration
power.
How many people in this room could have answered that?
Damn it.
Most Shia Muslims attribute this quality to imams on the basis of the verse of purification. For 10 points, in the status of infallibility that some Muslims attribute to prophets and angels.
Infallibility.
Perfection.
Esma.
Okay.
The verse of purification is more directly applied to this group, who, along with the Quran, are one of the two weighty things. This group was even closer to Muhammad than the Sahaba.
His family? Muhammad's family?
Sure.
Muhammad's family.
Prompt.
His
wife.
What
his
is
wife.
The specific term?
Oh. Yeah, we're not going to get this.
No.
It's Ahl al-Bayt, or people of the house.
Okay.
The verse of purification is taken from a surah that also decries the Confederates at this battle, in which the early Muslims held off a siege of Medina using the namesake defensive structure.
The Battle of the Trench.
Tough 9. Description acceptable. One instance of this action was influenced by anger that its target may have supported Sepe Tiaraju, who revolted after the transfer of a group of frontier settlements. The last major example of this action was carried out to deflect blame for a riot triggered by a law that offended national masculinity by banning long capes and wide-brimmed hats. In France, this action occurred after the loss
of... Oh, fuck! Expelling the Jesuits.
Oh, no.
Power.
That's good.
What's that from?
The Esquilache riots.
Yeah.
It's
27.
2019.
John Marshall unusually did not write the opinion for this case, having recused himself over a conflict of interests. For 10 points, in this case, stemming from a dispute over land in Northern Neck granted by, to the Loyalist plaintiff by Lord Fairfax and confiscated during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, yes.
What? I don't know, is that the
Martin,
name?
Yes, Martin B. Hunter's Lessee.
Yes. Martin B. Hunter's Lessee established the Supreme Court jurisdiction over state courts on issues of federal law, thus reversing a finding by this state Supreme Court. The Loving case emerged from this state.
Virginia.
The opinion in Martin B. Hunter's Lessee was instead written by this justice, who also wrote the majority opinion for Pennsylvania. This man was preparing a majority decision for Charles River Bridge when John Marshall died, forcing this man to then deliver the first dissent of the Tawney Court.
Yeah, story's
a good
guess.
I have no other guess. Story.
Third.
Good
job, Michelle. Wow. Last 10. These sets can be represented by using a Markov partition to generate a finite set of symbols. Under Stephen Smale's horseshoe map, the points in these sets that fall within the original square form a set whose horizontal and vertical components are homeomorphic to the Cantor set. In the two-dimensional case, if these sets do not contain a fixed point, they must be periodic, according to the Poincaré-Bendixson theorem. These sets are homoclinic if they approach an equilibrium point going either forward or backwards in time. A periodic solution to a differential equation forms a closed example of these sets. These sets can spiral into a limit...
Orbit.
10.
Yeah, that's what they're called. Good job,
orbits.
Orbits. Yeah.
Good job.
Sets.
This photographer first came to prominence for her 1996 book, Down in the Garden, which uses props like plastic buckets and flower pots. For 10 points, name this Australian photographer, now based in New Zealand, who's best known for her whimsical costume photos of infants.
Cameron.
And Geddes. In 2017, this publisher released a coffee table book of Geddes' work titled Small World. Like Prestel and Phaidon, this German publisher almost exclusively releases art books, including its series Basic Art and Sumo.
It's not Phaidon.
Answer.
No.
Tashin.
In a 2014 entry in Tashin's Sumo series features this woman's nude photos of Keith Haring and Whoopi Goldberg. This woman's 1980s photo of Yoko Ono and John Lennon was taken just before his assassination. That's half time.
Yep. At a half, I have Bugerji et al. 135, Bollinger et al. 155.
That's what I have.
Okay.
All
right.
Protest.
Yes. 10-point protest on institutional facts for brute fact on the second bonus.
Okay. You're not going to win that protest. But
something like that. Dasa. On the left-hand side of a painting by this artist, Moses holds the Ten Commandments and watches while a spear-wielding skeleton and a horned demon chase a nude man into hell. In another painting by this artist, Cupid is attacked by bees while holding a honeycomb for Venus.
Lotto.
No. Who wears an ostrich feather hat and grabs a branch of an apple tree. Carts carry old women from the left to a central rectangular pool of this artist, the Fountain of Youth. This man's skinny, tall nude eaves are often indistinguishable from his many nude paintings of Venus. This artist's painting and woodcut Law and Gospel was likely made in consultation with Philip Melanchthon. He signed his paintings with a winged snake emblem bestowed. This European Space Agency observatory has produced the most astrometric database to date. For 10 points, name this observatory currently at the Earth-Sun L2 point, which can measure the position, parallax, and proper motion of more than a billion stars to an accuracy of 20 micro arc seconds.
This might be called TEO or something.
Telos?
Yeah. Gaia. Gaia has recorded numerous hypervelocity white dwarfs in the Milky Way, providing evidence for the D6 hypothesis concerning the cause of these stellar events. High Z examples of these events were the initial evidence for the accelerating expansion of the universe as they require the accretion of matter by a white dwarf.
Gamma ray supernova.
Say gamma ray bursts.
Gamma ray bursts.
It's type 1A supernova. Gaia has provided more accurate values for these parameters, which are defined as the solar system's rotational velocity and radius from the galactic center. These parameters both have units of kilometers per second per kiloparsec.
What's this astronaut astronomer's name?
Answer.
Hubble parameters.
Or constants.
Toss it. Description acceptable. During this specific event, one participant noted that another's response was entirely predictable before expressing bemusement at the idea that the crime is not the burglar, but the discovery of the burglar. A participant opined that he was not in a courtroom before saying, "Do not worry," during this event, which included a reference to an open letter written to Bertrand Russell. This event, which occurred a few hours after a decision to ignore the Bucharest, included a reference to a similar instance of deceit in which one participant broke a moratorium a year earlier with the Tsar Bomba test. Blown up shots.
So, like the UN Cuban Missile Crisis presentation outlining.
Wow,
okay, nice.
Good job, Mike.
A possibly sensationalized account relates how the sides in this war competed to see who could carry out the most gruesome execution from atop a stone new bridge that spanned a massive chasm. For 10 points, name this conflict, which may have become economically unwinnable for the losers after they were cut off by the Guipuzcoa campaign, which helped the victors win the war in the north.
I think we're in, like, Latin America. No, wait, no. Guipuzcoa is, like, Basque.
Answer.
Conflict, Spanish of the war.
Two-beater.
As its name suggests, the Puente Nuevo is not nearly as old as the Alcantara Bridge, a Roman structure built by this successor of Nerva. This man's victory in the Dacian Wars is commemorated on the antique monument.
Yeah. Trajan.
The Puente Nuevo allows access to Ronda, a city that became a key strategic center during this conflict, which led to the rise of the Hamudids. It was triggered by the assassination of Abdarrahman Sanchuelo, the son of Almanzor.
Conflict, I mean, it's not the Reconquista, it's a part of
yeah,
the Taifa Wars.
No, it's the Fitna of Al-Andalus, or Andalusian Succession Wars.
No, I'm good.
Oh.
It's the thing that created the Taifa.
Okay.
Toss up. After a period named for this phenomenon, lay people give monks new robes in the festival of Kathina. That period, named for this phenomenon, concludes with a day of repentance called Pavarana. Tal is omitted when reciting a prayer concerning this phenomenon, which was invoked with bells by priests who imitated the sounds of ducks and geese while swimming in a lake. In Theravada traditions, a 3-month Lent-like retreat named for this phenomenon is called Vasa. This phenomenon is invoked with a prayer beginning Mashiv Ha-Ruach starting on Shemini Atzeret. Geshem invokes this phenomenon.
Rain?
10.
Because the monks stay there in the monsoon.
Yeah, I was in the monsoon forever.
This author became the editor of a magazine called The Animal World, but was fired for writing articles about imaginary animals. For 10 points, name this notorious prankster who jokingly founded the Party of Modest Progress within the bounds of law. Cecil Parrott translated this author's best-known book into English years after it was popularized throughout Europe by Greta Reiner's German translation.
The Good Soldier's Strike was written by...
Hayek.
Answer.
Hossack.
Hussack. What?
Hussack.
Sure. I mean, that's the same thing. Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, it's consonants, right?
Is.
Yeah. Hossack is best known for writing about this amiable, innocent Czech soldier who is sent closer and closer to the front of World War I after being drafted into the Austrian army. Okay. Yes. In a comic scene from The Good Soldier Spike, Lieutenant Dub is embarrassingly found drunk in one of these places. The narrator of Notes from Underground follows Simonov to one of these places where he meets and belittles a woman named Liza.
Brothel.
Yeah. 30.
And that was below Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Okay. Actor George Handel.
Sorry.
Okay. We're good. Actor George Handel Hill earned this nickname because of his monologues depicting this type of character on the London stage. The first chapter of Constant Rourke's study American Humor analyzes this type of character and describes how the letters of Major Jack Downing turned this type of character into a mythical oracle. Thomas Chandler Halliburton invented one of the most famous of these characters, the clockmaker Sam Slick. These characters were typically depicted as both shrewd, calculating peddlers and awkward, naive rustics. They usually spoke in a nasal twang and used words like splendiferous, as exemplified by Asa Trenchard in Our American Cousin.
Hawkins?
No. These characters were often called Brother Jonathan, a nickname popularized by one of them called Jonathan in Royal Tyler's play The Contrast. For 10 points, name this stock character an early comic personification of America based on stereotypical inhabitants of New England.
A Yankee?
10.
Yeah. The peddler is the question.
Okay, let's focus. A 4th century poet with this surname wrote a square-shaped 240-character poem that can be read in over 3,000 different ways, which is nicknamed her Stargage or Astrolabe. For 10 points, give this surname shared by a Song Dynasty poet who was censored after the Crow Terrace trial. That poet with this surname wrote many Tse lyrics, including the most famous text for the Shui Jiao or River Tune.
I mean, I'm just saying Wong, if you're not going to think, there's a lot of posts in Wong, but I don't know. Wong.
Yeah. Sue. Okay. Sushi's best known works are probably a pair of Thu or poetic essays titled For This Site. In a Lu Guangzhong novel, a battle at this site is decided when Zhu Jie Lian magically calls forth winds to send off his fire ships.
Red Cliffs.
The Crow Terrace trial centered on subversive allusions to a Du Fu poem titled For This Period of Time in Kui Prefecture. Du Fu wrote a highly intricate set of 8 poems titled For The Stirrings of This Time Period.
Stirrings of spring?
That's right. 20 points.
Good.
Yeah. I'm doing my best, guys.
This thinker recounted his first engagement with mortality, in which he burned one of his hairs in a fire as a child, in his autobiography, The Heart of Matter. This man worked with Franz Weidenreich during a lengthy stint abroad that saw him pen a mass on the world in the Ordos Desert. That stay in Asia was prompted by his work Fall, Redemption, and Geocentry, which controversially critiqued original sin. Julian Huxley wrote the...
Was that the scientist?
Pretty close. That's the other.
Oh, that guy.
That is weird.
Teilhard de Chardin.
Yeah. Bonus. This location was described in Gilles Perrault's Our Friend the King and Tahar Ben-Jeloun's bracing novel, This Blinding Absence of Light. Yeah. For 10 points, in a secret prison in the Atlas Mountains, considered by many as the quintessential symbol of repression by Morocco's regime.
Oh, God.
What is that place called?
Answer.
Tanzimat or something.
Sorry?
I said Tanzimat.
No, it's Tasmamart.
Tasmamart.
This other political prison, which functioned both before and after the 1979 Iranian Revolution, includes a wing named the University because of the number of students and intellectuals held there.
God, this is in Persepolis. I just can't remember what it's called.
It's like the Sabak headquarters.
Answer.
The Sabak headquarters.
Evan Prison. A school at Tualseng was converted to the infamous S-21 prison and death camp of this regime, which came to power in Cambodia under Pol Pot.
Yes.
At 3/4, I have Ruji et al. 225, Bollinger et al. 190.
Yep. Okay. All right. Here we go. The cephalic vein is a superficial vein overlaying this bone, and Smith and Colley's fractures occur in its distal...
Ulna.
Nate.
Oh no.
Victor Vane, tenosynovitis involves a non-inflammatory thickening of the first extensor compartment sheath, which overlays this bone. An associated nerve that shares this bone's name arises from the posterior cord and can be compressed in the supinator canal, leading to its namesake tunnel syndrome. Preschool-aged children often experience subluxation of this bone's head due to slight overgrowth of the annular ligament, which is often attributed to nursemaids pulling on the child's arms. The anterolateral branch of the deep brachial artery becomes this bone's deep artery once it crosses the elbow. This bone abuts the scaphoid and lunate carpal bones and articulates with the capitulum of the humerus. For 10 points, name this bone that's bound to the ulna by interosseous membrane.
The radius?
Yeah. Good job. This composer used astoundingly wide ranges in these songs collected as Symphonia Arminae Celestium Revelationum. For 10 points, name is medieval German abbess who also wrote the musical play Ordo Virtutum.
Yeah, that's Hildegard.
Hildegard's music is now best known through the recordings of this ensemble, once led by Barbara Thornton and Benjamin Bagby. They've also released acclaimed recordings of work by Philip the Chancellor and Philippe de Vitry.
I don't know, the Talus Singers?
That sounds good.
The Talus Singers.
Sequentia. All right. Sequentia also released a pioneering set of music by these northern French composers, who included Gehenet de l'Escarral and Adam de la Halle. Unlike composers from the south, they were written a precursor to modern French.
Provençals, troubadours.
No, it's in the north of France.
That's answer. It's like chansons or something.
These are
troubadours.
Alright,
I actually
feel
except
troubadours.
I'm just
I don't know.
How much was that?
Right,
10.
210, 220.
That's right.
Alright,
thank you.
Four left.
Yep.
This substance is the last title word in a novel featuring an iridologist known as the Sweet Sunday Man, who persuades the protagonist to steal one of Gertrude Stein's manuscripts. An unnamed man on the bridge is hinted to be Ho Chi Minh in a novel titled for this substance that centers on the gay Vietnamese cook, Bin. The brothers Mizban and Ha Gem teach workers how to swim in another novel, partly named for this title substance, of Monique Trong's first novel. The Atuum patriarch Miteb appears in a novel titled for this substance that was the first published translation of Peter Theroux. In another novel titled for this substance, the gel...
Salt.
Ken.
That's
no.
Salt.
No.
What was the name of the when he's from...
The Book of Salt.
Book of Salt.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Abdul Rahman Muni's Cities of Salt. Bonus. This theory models Gibbs for energies as a parabolic function of the reaction coordinate. For 10 points, name this theory developed by a Caltech physical chemist that predicts in certain regimes that activation energy increases as reaction becomes more exergonic. It models reactions partially as electrostatic interactions between two conducting spheres submerged in a dielectric solvent.
That's probably not right. I don't think that's right. But Marcus here.
That's right. Okay. Supposing outer sphere contributions dominate, the Gibbs free energy of activation for a self-exchange reaction is exactly equal to 1/4 of this value. This value is the electrostatic energy of the configuration where solvent dipoles are aligned with the oxidized reactant rather than the reduced product.
Lattice energy.
Reorganization energy. The inner sphere contribution to the activation energy in Marcus theory is influenced by this type of molecular motion, which is slow compared to electronic transitions. These modes of molecular motion are excited by infrared light.
Transitions as opposed to...
So it's slow, it's
like creep.
Answer.
Creep.
Vibration. Ken.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing on that, sorry.
In a late work by this choreographer, motion capture animations are projected onto a transparent curtain in front of the dancers. This choreographer's created late works like Crowd Spacer using the program's Lifeforms and Dance Forms. As a dancer, this choreographer premiered the role of the preacher in Appalachian Spring. In collaboration with Christian Wolf, this choreographer began to rehearse the dancers without the music while telling the composer nothing about the dance. Found objects and clothing were used to costume this choreographer's dance story by Robert Rauschenberg, his colleague.
Cunningham?
Ken.
Oh, so Washington. I was waiting for some Washington State clues. It's the only substantial thing I know at all.
Answer the following about the modern world, as observed by cultural critic Hanif Abdurraqib for 10 points. Abdurraqib's 2019 book, Go Ahead in the Rain, is a best-selling study of this musical group. This group's album, People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm, was the first to earn a perfect 5-mic rating from the source.
Is it The Roots?
That sounds right.
Roots. Try Quest.
Okay.
Go Ahead in the Rain is a part of the American Music Project, an effort edited by rock critic Jessica Harper and published through this university's press. This is the only school in its state that has partial exemption from a House bill requiring public universities to admit any student graduating in the top 10% of their high school class.
So wait, what university?
Oh.
No, it's definitely Texas. So
UT Austin.
Answer.
UT Austin.
Yes. Abdurraqib founded the Echo Hotel Poetry Collective with Eve Ewing, who writes heavily on race relations in this city, including its 1919
yes,
race
riots. Yes,
that's right. And the demise of public schools in its Bronzeville district.
Yeah, Chicago.
Okay. 20. Score check with two left.
With two left, I have Mugici et al. 220, Bollinger et al. 260.
All right, let's go toss-up.
In MOSFETs, when the square root of current is plotted against gate voltage in the saturated current regime, this quantity is proportional to the square of the slope of the resulting line. K dot P perturbation theory allows computation of an effective mass term, which can be multiplied by scattering time and charge to yield this quantity. Modeling of acoustic phonon interaction predicts that this quantity decays as temperature to the negative 3/2, whereas interaction with optical phonons only causes a T to the negative 1/2 decay. This quantity is equal to electric charge times diffusion constant over KT in the Einstein relation, and its value for holes in undoped crystalline silicon at room temperature is only 32% of its value for electrons. For 10 points in this quantity, formally defined as the drift velocity of charge carriers divided by the electric field strength.
Conductance?
No.
Sorry. Lorentz velocity.
Mobility.
Okay, so we're up by 40. It'd be a bad idea tonight.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to do that either.
Yeah.
Was that? Yeah.
All right.
Power.
Okay. That's funny. The primary target of this event had a difficult childhood during which his father had German police kidnapped him back from his mother Natalie, who had absconded with him to Wiesbaden. This event brought to power a group that had been arrested after the Timok Rebellion, but was released when the target of this action inherited the throne at just 13. One of the men killed during this event was a senior military official who had reportedly failed the officer's exam numerous times, but was promoted anyway thanks to his friendship with King Milan. This action, which led to the crowning of Peter the Liberator, was partly inspired by one target's rumored sterility.
The murder of King Alexander. Right?
10.
Yes.
Prompt. More.
1.
More. Where did this happen?
Serbia.
Yes.
Okay. Good job.
You can prove it anywhere else.
Like, which Alexander?
Alexander of.
Yeah. Okay. There are like lots of Alexanders.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know it.
The original version of this test included only 3 questions, one of which asked, if it takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets? For 10 points, this widely used test developed in 2005 by Shane Frederick, which purports to measure people's ability or disposition to resist reporting the response that first comes to mind.
That sounds cool.
I don't know.
Sounds important.
The inference test.
So the cognitive reflection test. The CRT draws upon a framework developed by Keith Stanovich and Richard West that divides cognitive processing into a type executed quickly with little deliberation and a type that's slower and more reflective. Give the name for both types.
System 1, System 2, is that what this is?
Yeah.
Sure. This 2008 Manifesto for Libertarian Paternalism, authored by Cass Sunstein and Richard Fowler, prints the CRT in full as evidence that the word should be structured to allow people to rely on their automatic system.
Nudge.
20.
Good.
For a 290-220.
You're getting water.
You can't ask for that.
Good game.
Yeah.